This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Denver could see its first measurable snowfall of the season tonight. Zach Hyris is with the National Weather Service in Boulder.
We're looking at some light accumulations. It doesn't look like it's going to be particularly impactful, but with one of the first accumulating snows of the year, it can cause some travel impact for sure.
Officials say last week's flurries along the Front Range did not count as an official snowfall because there was no accumulation. Overnight, Grand Junction will see a rain-snow mix, and plenty of snow will fall across the high country, where I-70 is back open at Vail Pass. The metro area should clear up tomorrow, with highs back in the 50s and 60s this weekend. House Minority Leader Hugh McKean will lie in state in the Colorado Capitol's Rotunda next Thursday. CPR's Paolo Shalceda has more.
McKean died from a heart attack at the age of 55. The 30-minute ceremony is planned for next Thursday. It will include remarks from Governor Jared Polis, former Governor Bill Owens, and McKean's successor, who has yet to be named. The following Saturday, the McKean family will be holding a service at the Resurrection Fellowship Church in Loveland. Both events are open to the public. McKean's successor will be named by a Republican committee next week. I'm Paolo Shalceda, CPR News.
And tickets for the National Western Stock Show in Denver are now on sale. The 117th edition of the annual event will run for most of January. In 2021, the stock show went on hiatus due to the pandemic, but this year's return drew more than 500,000 people. You are listening to CPR News. The time is 6:06. Stay tuned for more All Things Considered.